Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, August the 12th, 2013. Very sad news coming in about a longtime, really, community advocate, broadcaster, congressional candidate. Dave Sitton is dead at the age of 58. I didn't know Dave well, but what I did know, I liked very much. And very sad news. We'll be reflecting a little bit about that in a few moments. The Buckmaster Show, live each weekday, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We're live streaming at Buckmaster Show and KVOI.com, and we podcast at BuckmasterShow.com, TucsonSentinel.com, and TucsonCitizen.com. Also have our podcast. Make it very easy for you to listen to this program on your schedule. Today's show features our Monday political face-off. Today, our team of commentators, Vince Ribago and John Munger. Then, 30 minutes past the hour, how you can get involved in helping local education. And then we'll wrap up the show with nutrition reporter Jack Chalom. If you have a comment or question, call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or you can post a question or make a comment on our Facebook page, which is Bill Buckmaster. It's time for our Monday political face-off featuring commentators John Munger. John is a Tucson attorney, former Republican candidate for Arizona governor in 2010. He's also former state and local chair of the GOP party and former Arizona Board of Regent. Vince Ribago is here, Tucson attorney as well, Democrat candidate for attorney general in 2010. The Monday political face-off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family owned and run since 1985. I was over there Saturday at Moe's, and they just do it right, I'm telling you. Custom frame mirrors, they've got art for your walls, picture framing, hanging services, and hanging systems. I actually had a frame repair job for Moe. No problem. They can handle it. So if you want to restore a frame, they can take care of that as well. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell & Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Vince and John, good to see you guys.
Good to see you, Bill.
I know you both are as shocked as I am about this news. Vince, this is really unbelievable.
It is very sad, and my heart and our sympathies go out to his family, and he was very involved in the community. And,
yeah, I mean, he was like the charity work alone that this man did, a member of the Tucson Conquistadors. He was a very popular choice to MC local charity events. He served on so many committees. Then he got into politics, but he was an Emmy Award-winning broadcaster.
Yes, yeah. I mean, he was a long, long list of community involvement, and a really nice guy, and to boot, and just the involvement. And so he will definitely be sorely missed in the community, and it's just a shock to everyone in the community.
John, we really don't have many details, but the bottom line is he's gone.
Well, he's gone. You know, I knew Dave very well. He had been a client of mine for years, and I worked with him very closely, got to know him very well personally. And, a lot of people don't know that he was raised in L.A. He came to Tucson to play baseball for the Cats and loved Tucson, stayed here, contributed to the community, outspoken on his views, very articulate, was a student of the U.S. Constitution, could quote to you.
I remember when he was during the congressional run, he would always quote the Constitution.
Funniest thing he ever did, though, is he got, I think it was him, it was either him or Ray Carroll, mm-hmm. one of the two, got John McCain to do his voicemail message for him on his mobile phone. So you'd call him. It may have been Ray.
Yeah, Carroll. I think it was Ray.
And you'd call him, and you'd say, this is John McCain. Yeah. You know, Ray isn't here right
now.
But Dave was that kind of guy. He always had some screwed-up message on his mobile phone that was always funny, and he'd do impersonations. He's going to be missed. He was a very good personal friend, and I'll miss him.
And, of course, he got involved in politics, and that was a tough Vince, as you know, anytime you have a special election, it's a very compressed period of time. to get your message out, and it's very difficult.
Those kinds of elections are very, very difficult, and so it's those are hard to win for whoever is running in those mm-hmm. kinds of elections because of the time period. And so, you know, as you know, and everybody on your who listens to your show knows, you know, both John and I ran for office, so I think our hats go off to anybody, you know, on either side of the aisle that's willing to commit themselves to that effort of serving the public in that kind of capacity. And certainly, Dave was seeking to serve, you know, the district that Congressman Barber now holds. And so my hat's off for him for just taking that endeavor. These are tough races to run, whether it's a short special election under those unusual circumstances that we had, or just a regular election. And that goes to both sides of the aisle.
And he would have been a great congressman. You know, he was the kind of guy that really could relate to people, knew the issues. The detail of the issues was his forte. I mean, he could recite statistics and numbers and constitutional provisions and quote James Madison, who is his favorite founding father, you know, drafted the Constitution. So he was just an outstanding guy. He's going to be missed.
All right. We're talking about the death of Dave Sitton today. Dave Sitton dead at 58. Immigration advocates are swarming the country this month, trying to persuade House Republicans to pass a comprehensive overall immigration plan. These advocates are finding it a very hard sell, Vince Ribago, for the Republicans in the so-called safe districts, as they tell their supportive constituents that they will not back a path to citizenship for immigrants who are in this country illegally.
Yeah, that's what was reported in the Daily Star, and that those who are supporting immigration reform are, I believe, targeting a list of about 130 or 131 Republicans whom they believe will or could be convinced to consider and move forward with the package. Now, the bigger issue here is that the Senate has acted, and it acted overwhelmingly, which is unusual. I forget how many votes they ultimately got. It was like 70
or
something,
69? I want to say 72.
Something like that, which is in today's day and age of some of the gridlock that we've seen in Congress and on both sides of both the House and in the Senate over the years, that is really a pretty surprisingly high stamp of approval. And so what you see here is you see those that are entrenched in what they deem to be either safe districts or districts where they don't have high percentages of Hispanic voters. They're just basically thumbing their nose at what has been expressed very resoundingly by the U.S. Senate and what is supported by folks from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to evangelical church groups to, you know, contracting associations and high-tech firms across the country that are saying we need to get this fixed. Let's get this system fixed and the laws fixed so that we can have a process that works and accounts for the contributions of those that are undocumented that want to fully participate and be able to do that here in the United States. So what you're going to see at the end of the day, I believe, is if the Republicans are essentially the last roadblock to this, I think it will come back to haunt them, both on the greater electorate.
As obstructionists?
Absolutely. As to the greater electorate in general, because they themselves are pointing out that it's this sort of core group which feels like they don't have to be accountable to the rest of the United States. And then in a broader demographic shift that we've been talking about in prior shows.
John, do you think that this is going, they're going to convince any of these House Republicans to change their minds?
Oh, they might convince some.
A couple, perhaps.
Maybe a couple. But here's the deal. What the Democrats forget is these Congress people were elected. They ran on certain issues, just like President Obama was elected. They were elected in their districts, and a majority of the Congress people in the United States are Republicans. And the other thing that needs to be mentioned here, the big problem is that when you have a comprehensive immigration bill that basically gives people The instant the bill is passed, then they get legalized, period. They get amnesty, where they don't have to pay anything. They just are made legal. Now, then there's another step where in the Senate bill, you go through a process and you begin attempting to implement securing the border and all those things. And at some unknown point, once you've done that, it's not documented how that's determined, then you start processing paperwork to become a citizen, etc., eventually a citizen. Now, it takes 13 years, but you eventually process that. What people are saying is, look, I don't trust the government. President Obama in particular, and I imagine other presidents have done this, I'm not just picking on him, but he's been renowned for this, only enforces portions of the law that they want to enforce. And so people are saying, well, you tell me that you're going to do all these wonderful things, but I don't believe you. And they're saying, look, I want you to secure the border before anything else happens, before you give anybody legalization. And so that's the problem. What I would like to see happen is first we need to say, to commit to people that if something is the law, you're not going to give waivers from it, like Obamacare. You're not going to enforce only parts of it. You're going to enforce the whole thing, and people do not have confidence in that.
Vince?
Well, I'll say this. The reality is, and there was a study that just came out last week that talked about the numbers of immigrants that have stayed in the United States without documents. And the reason for the growth, and you have this exponential growth over the last 10 years or whatever the years were, it was because of this extreme militarization of the border. So the more border security that they try to proclaim, that's why the numbers have stayed here, whereas before people would go back and forth and work and go back to their home country and
now
come back.
Now
they're afraid to go back. So this is an ironic twist of fate that now here we have, again, Republicans that just want to build a 300-foot wall when we know that's why we have so many here in the first place.
Vince,
that's a fact, and they don't realize that.
You're saying in effect is that, well, we'll just open the borders.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
I mean, that's the solution to that problem. What we need to do is enforce the border, close the border, and convince people that we are going to do that. People, very frankly, don't believe the federal government. They've seen the federal government lie to them about what the IRS does, lie to them about Benghazi, enforce only portions of the law. The federal government is not responding.
Well, let me just add this. I know we got to end for the
break.
Like Ronald Reagan said, he pushed for the words amnesty, and if that's the they're against what Ronald Reagan stood for, that's their decision.
Ronald Reagan would be against that now. We saw what happened, and it wasn't what was intended. Didn't work then, and it won't work now.
It's the Monday Political Face-Off. John Munger and Vince Urbago at 12:18 on the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAMobility.com or Facebook.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
West in La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Well, 22 on the Buckmaster Show, the Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Stop by and say hello to Moe and his family. They can take care of really anything to do with framing. They've got great art over there. Take care of the whole thing. Come out and measure. Do the whole package. Vince Rabago is here, and John Munger. We had a question, gentlemen, during the break about claiming political asylum at the border. John, do you want to tackle that one?
Yeah, there's been some recent news on that. There's been just a major spike in people coming across the Mexican border in particular, claiming asylum. And what people need to understand is that what's happening is, to make a basic claim for an asylum hearing, you have to claim something to the effect that I have a reason to believe that it will be subject to injury or death in my home country.
If I am returned. Yeah.
So they come across and make this very easy claim to make.
They make that declaration.
Then they get to stay here, and there is a hearing date set up to determine whether or not they meet the higher standard of really requiring asylum. The problem is they're across the border, and then they never show up at the hearing. So they're here again illegally, and they figured out that the people coming across have figured out this is a great way to get across the border and then disappear into our society of 300 million people. And that's a problem. I mean, we always want to be a country that makes sure that people who need asylum can have asylum. But it's a problem we have to face. And that's what's happening, and it's a new method. by which people can walk across the border, make a declaration that they think they're qualified for asylum, get a hearing, they get across the border, get a hearing set up for a couple of months down the road. Meanwhile, they're gone. They've disappeared.
And let me just take the complete opposite view of what John just said, because this was reported back in July that the numbers have quadrupled in the last 5 years. But these are from immigrants that are coming from places like El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala. And so we're talking about places where there have been, in fact, civil wars, disappearances, and they have to present a credible claim. To the extent that John is right now trying to suggest that there's a big rush of undocumented immigrants that are just, you know, BSing their way and never showing up again. These are people who are coming from those types of countries where those are, in fact, issues, where we have seen political retaliation, political killings, disappearances, civil wars in El Salvador. And so to try to sort of conflate that, to make it this bigger argument that really this is all about undocumenteds abusing the system, there's absolutely been no report.
So you're trying to say that John's trying to characterize this as a loophole.
Correct. And there's been no evidence of that in the reporting. There was congressional testimony that was given about this by the commissioner of the USCIS talking specifically about this and these asylum requests. And that was not the subject or the focus of some sort of alleged loophole. And so John's trying to politicize that without any basis in fact.
I'm not trying to politicize anything at all, Vince. I'm saying there's a huge spike, and the spike includes these people coming across and then disappearing into our society. I have no problem at all if somebody from El Salvador or Guatemala or wherever comes across, they make a claim for asylum, they show up at the hearing and make the claim, but that's not what's happening. As Vince has said, it's quadrupled or quintupled the number of asylum requests just all of a sudden. And there is a concern. We need to solve the problem. There is nobody here, certainly not me, that wants to say we shouldn't have asylum requests. But if you're going to have asylum requests, then you need to show up at the hearing. And
to determine whether or not it's legitimate.
Legitimate, yes. I mean, we let them across the border on a very low standard because they're claiming asylum. They're saying, hey, let me have a hearing on asylum later on. We let them have a hearing, and then they don't show up. Now, some of them do show up, and that's great. And I think those people, I think that's wonderful. But it's like anything else. I will tell you, if Joe Doakes down in El Salvador wants to get into the United States, all in the world they have to do is walk across the border and claim asylum, and they will be able to stay here, and they will then be able to disappear into our society. It is a potential loophole that potentially could be misused.
Okay, Vince.
And all I'm saying is that there is nothing in any reported media, based on that testimony that was given last July, that there were concerns that people just weren't showing up for these hearings. Instead, all they were reporting on was the rate of quadrupling over the last 5 years.
That's incorrect. I saw it on the news this morning.
Well, I haven't seen that.
Well, I saw it on the news this morning. I mean, that's why this gentleman's raising the issue.
Well, there's also other aspects, and the reality is that we had a very high-profile case recently on the border with DREAM Act applicants that presented that issue. So that's also why it's been in the news. But at the end of the day, the reality goes back to the bottom-line question is, are the Republicans on Capitol Hill going to continue to be obstructionists on immigration and immigration reform, and this is going to lie squarely on the feet of the Republicans?
Yeah. I'm so glad you're worried about the Republican Party.
I'm worried about America. You guys are stopping America from making progress.
Well, the people are here, Vince. They're here. I mean, we're not trying to stop them from being here. We just don't want to give them amnesty. And when this bill that the Senate has passed gives them automatic amnesty without paying a cent, you don't pay a cent. You just are automatically legalized. And that is the problem with the bill.
What are you suggesting? That they go back to their home country and come back?
What
solution are you suggesting?
The solution is that you ought to have a requirement that before any legalization occurs, the border's secured.
See, there we go again.
People do not believe that the government will secure the border after these people are given legal position. So What we're being told is, trust us. We'll give them legal status now, and trust us, we'll secure the border. The American public doesn't trust the government because the government continually waives the law or enforces only such portions of the law they want to. Vince, we already have laws on the books saying there's going to be walls across the border, and the federal government has already failed to obey those laws.
Okay. Vince Cerbago and John Munger, thank you both very much. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Moe's specializing in all sorts of custom frame mirrors, art for the walls, picture framing, hanging services, and hanging systems. Stop by and say hello to Moe and his family. Vince and John, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Hope you both have a great week. You too. Take care.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Former Boston crime boss Whitey Bulger has been convicted in a string of 11 killings and other underworld crimes. The 83-year-old Bulger faces a sentence of life in prison. The San Diego County Sheriff says the man suspected of abducting a 16-year-old California girl fired at least one shot before authorities fatally shot him in the Idaho wilderness over the weekend. The teen was rescued, has since been reunited with her father. Mayor Michael Bloomberg vows to appeal a federal judge's ruling that the NYPD violated the civil rights of tens of thousands of New Yorkers with its stop-and-frisk policy. Bloomberg says that policy has made the streets of New York much safer by getting a lot of guns out of circulation. On Wall Street, the Dow down 2 points, while the NASDAQ is up 9. More details at srnnews.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Looking for that perfect late summer getaway? I recommend historic Bear Mountain Lodge, just minutes from the picturesque heart of Silver City, New Mexico, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Ranked number one on TripAdvisor, Bear Mountain Lodge sits on 178 secluded acres nestled against the immense grandeur of the Gila National Forest. Check out this lovely high country tranquil oasis at bearmountainlodge.com.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees.
Order up!
But we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet, with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza!
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit CoxBusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next-day professional installation.
And a carrot cake!
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, this Monday edition, 1234 here on AM KVOI, AM 1030. With me in studio, Larry Sakin of the Sakin Foundation and Pamela Francis. She's the executive director of the Educational Enrichment Foundation. And we're talking about the upcoming, actually the second annual Celebrity Spelling Bee. It's this Friday, August the 16th at the Temple of Music and Art. The event begins at 7:30 in the evening and the event will benefit the Educational Enrichment Foundation. Pamela and Larry, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Larry, tell me a little bit about some of your motivations in setting up this foundation.
Well, I had a wife and daughter who passed away a number of years ago, and my daughter was very interested in being an educator, and she never lived to see that dream, unfortunately. So I wanted to do something as a legacy for her. And I came back to Tucson from upstate New York, and what I discovered is that the situation in Tucson was just dire. And the situation actually all over Arizona was dire. And there didn't seem to be a lot of different organizations that were kind of pulling together resources to help Tucson Unified School District and some of the other districts out. So we created this in order to bring a positive note as far as what TUSD does, many people are affected by TUSD in a positive manner, and how it affects our general economy.
And the Educational Enrichment Foundation, Pamela Francis, could really use the help, correct?
Absolutely. We've seen, as you've probably been reading the series in The Star about poverty, that clearly has affected the 51,000 children in Tucson Unified School District. And we're so happy that Larry has selected us this year to be the beneficiary, because the proceeds will go towards classroom grants for teachers who have innovative classroom ideas to enhance curriculum.
And the contestants, you've got a wide range of local people, very well-known people, some politicians, people really from all walks of life, and they'll be put on the spot, won't they, Larry?
Absolutely.
Do they get to prepare it all? I don't know. They must be. You've got some nervous people out there.
Oh, I'm sure we do. Well, yes, they do get a chance to look at a list, but we keep some other words that they probably wouldn't know, just to keep the excitement up a little bit.
Well, the mayor's going to be there, Jonathan Rothschild, Sharon Bronson, the Pima County Supervisors, a long list of folks. I think we have also Joseph Blair.
Well, Joseph Blair, unfortunately, is not able to make it this time. He was committed to doing the project, but he had some personal business to attend to. So he's been replaced by Ray Carroll.
Oh,
and Ray Carroll and Sharon Bronson will be on stage together. And he's been looking forward to this this battle of the wits with Sharon. So.
Getting back to the Educational Enrichment Foundation, as the star, as you pointed out, that had been focusing on poverty in our community, the district really, really has some very poor families. There's no doubt about it. That's the bottom line.
It does. Overall, 70% of the 51,000 students qualify for free or reduced price lunches, school lunches, and so that means they're living in poverty. There are some schools where it's as high, it's over 80%, and the need is greater than I've ever seen it, and I've been involved with the Educational Enrichment Foundation for 15 years now.
Tell me about how the foundation got its start.
Well, 30 years ago, some educators and some community leaders decided that there was a need for a foundation like the Educational Enrichment Foundation to provide resources for students and teachers. One of the lovely things about it is 30 years ago, our original board chair was Ron Barber,
mm-hmm.
who signed the Articles of Incorporation when we became a foundation 30 years ago, and we're honoring him in October at our annual Ray Davies Lifetime Humanitarian Achievement Awards Luncheon. So he's come full circle and has been with us for 30 years, and we're very proud to say that.
Well, it's going to be a fun event, Larry. And what are you going to be? Who will be the judges for this now?
Well, we do kind of an interesting twist. We take former Spelling Bee champions from TUSD and from some of the other schools, and we make them the judges of the adult contestants. So we had an awful lot of fun with this last year, and a lot of the contestants were either shaking in their boots or offering bribes.
Like I said, you've got some very nervous people. Friday probably cannot come.
Soon enough
for them. And again, the details, Temple of Music and Art, 7:30 in the evening. It's the second annual Celebrity Spelling Bee. Do you like that venue, Larry, Temple of Music and Art?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Beautiful facility.
Yeah. Did you do that last year? Was it the same location?
Same location.
Okay. And for more information, folks, about the Educational Enrichment Foundation, what should they do, Pamela?
They can reach us at our offices at 520-325-8688, or our website is www.eeftucson.org.
And you're on Facebook?
Yes, we are.
So folks can like you on Facebook.
Absolutely, and we have the Spelling Bee is all over Facebook these days. We're really excited. It sounds like a really fun time.
Okay, and tickets for the event, Larry, $10?
$10, and they can either get them in advance through Pam's website, or they can contact me at 520-576-3453.
And, of course, Larry Sakin is also the host of the KVOI. radio show, I would be very negligent in not talking about the Larry and Larry show Saturday night, and you guys laugh a lot at 6 o'clock during that hour, and you have a great time.
Absolutely.
You can find KVOI by just turning the dial and hearing the laughs. I mean, it's right there. Thank you very much, Larry and Pamela.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck to you.
Thanks for having us.
All right, 12:41 on the Buckmaster Show. We will be right back with Jack Chalam, our nutrition reporter. Stay with us.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. And your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
It's 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Always a good time over there in Silver City, only three and a half hours east of Tucson, 15 degrees cooler. The rains have come to the Gila wilderness. Things have greened up. The elevation is just right, about a mile high, up to about 7,000 feet. It's a perfect place to get away for your late summer and early fall getaway. And especially on September the 13th through the 15th, it's Pick-a-mania. It's a festival for bluegrass folk, roots, Americana music, offering a weekend's worth of free music in Silver City. You can find out more by visiting their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Also, a list of the many places to stay, including Cottage of Whispering Canyon. We welcome now to the Buckmaster Show, the Buckmaster Show contributor on nutrition. He is Jack Challum, and we're going to be starting our conversation with Jack talking about the so-called Mediterranean diet, which apparently is the way to go if you want to reduce your risk of heart disease. Jack is based here in Tucson. He is a personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's most trusted health writers. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition and the best-selling author of more than 20 books, including his latest book titled No More Fatigue. And if you have any questions about nutrition or any of the items that we are going to be bringing up, Jack would be happy to entertain your question, 790-2040. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to be back on the show.
Well, it's good to see you again. And the Mediterranean diet, I know that one of our contributors, Dr. Victoria Mazes of the Center for Integrative Medicine, is a huge supporter of this. And this new research, I can see why.
Yeah, the recent study is really pretty amazing, but you know, a lot of people really aren't clear on what the Mediterranean diet really is, and it's the diet that's really consumed along the southern part of Europe that borders the Mediterranean Sea. High-end fish, chicken, a little bit of pasta, a lot of olive oil, lots of fruits and veggies. So there's just really a lot of good stuff and relatively little bad stuff in terms of junk foods. This study was done in Spain, and it focused on people age 55 to 80. And they put this very large group of people, more than 7,000 subjects, on one of several diets. And there were two versions of the Mediterranean diet. And the difference between them was one group was asked to consume at least four tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil.
each day. This is a fairly high amount of olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
And the other Mediterranean group didn't get the extra olive oil, but they were asked to eat about an ounce of nuts each day.
So they got the nuts and the olive oil.
Yeah, and we
but
know,
not the large amount of olive oil.
Right. And we know from other studies that both olive oil and nuts seem to protect the heart. Well, this study ended up being a blockbuster because they stopped the study early because they saw a 30% reduction in the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
That is huge.
And so, you know, simply changing the way you eat, adopting a Mediterranean-type diet, will slash your risk of heart disease by one-third.
Mm.
I mean, this is better than anything you can find in a pill, and it certainly tastes a lot better than anything you can find in a pill.
Let's talk about, in general, the diet. What does it include? You said fruits and vegetables, I guess fish, right?
A lot of fish. Again, we're talking about a region that borders on the sea.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of greens. Some are plants that are not common in this country, like purslane, which I think in this country, when it's grown, a lot of people just treat it as a weed, but it's used as a salad green in southern Europe. But then there's other types of greens. I mean, lettuce, spinach, tomatoes. A little bit of pasta, you know, some carbohydrates, some bread.
I see here that there were 7 glasses of wine a week. That's a glass of wine every night, which sounds great. Now, are they it doesn't say specifically. I assume it's red wine because it's more protective for the heart.
I would think it's red wine. And
I like white myself, but yeah. I don't know if that would be covered.
It has
Rose
some
is saying
benefits.
No, probably not.
it has some benefits, but not as many as red wine. And this was the other interesting part of the study. The wine seemed to contribute to the health benefits. Doesn't mean you go out and get drunk. It does mean a glass of wine with dinner is okay.
Now, the subjects in the study were told to limit their intake of sweets, dairy products, and processed meat. They could have a little red meat, I guess, right?
Yeah, a little bit. And by processed meats, we're really talking about things like ham and bologna and you know, the stuff you find in the deli counter.
Luncheon meats.
Yes.
All right, Jack Chalam is with us, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question about the Mediterranean diet, and that is really good news for those looking to cut their cardiovascular disease. Now, I understand the people in the study came in, were a little overweight to begin with. Was that one of the risk, or they had other risk factors?
Yeah, and this is another interesting part of the study. This was a pretty high-risk group. They were overweight, or they had diabetes, or they smoked, or they had other risk factors for heart disease. And so with this high-risk population, simply adopting a Mediterranean-type diet reduced the risk of heart disease.
Okay, Robert, we're going to go now to Robert on the Buckmaster Show live line. Robert, go ahead.
So regarding your preference for white wine?
Uh-huh.
I have the exact same, although I require all wine to be cold. I don't really like the room temperature red wine, and since red wine is where the benefits are, do you think it's sacrilege to chill red wine?
You know, that's a personal thing. If you're talking with a wine expert, he might just sort of squeeze his nose and say, no. Don't do that. But if you really look at how wines are stored in Europe in a cellar, you're talking about a cave temperature in probably, you know, upper 50s, low 60 degrees. And a lot of refrigerators are really in that temperature range.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like to chill my red wine a tiny bit before I serve it. So, and the only thing I would add is the temperature does not affect the benefits.
Yeah, and I will point out from a personal preference, I do not like chilled wine. I think it is a personal preference, and whether or not the chilling actually changes the body and the characteristic of the wine, Rose is saying yes, it does. She is our wine connoisseur here, Rose, our producer, but I'm not quite sure. But the bottom line is there's the benefits in, I think, red, a little red or white, each evening with your dinner. Helps you digest the meal, probably.
Yeah, and it helps you relax. And one of the differences in how people eat in this country versus Europe, and I've spent a lot of time in Europe, people tend to rush through their meals mm-hmm. here. And if you're nursing a glass of wine, you slow down. You enjoy the flavors of the food.
All right. Jack Chalam is with us, 790-2040. Jack would be happy to hear from you if you have a question about nutrition. A couple of other items that I wanted to touch on. We've talked a lot in the past, Jack Chalam, about vitamin D. Vitamin D may actually lower the risk of developing uterine fibroids, which are really a problem for many women.
Yeah, and you know, the research on vitamin D just keeps mounting. And this recent study looked at about 1,000 women and measured their vitamin D levels and then their subsequent risk of uterine fibroids, which are basically non-malignant uterine tumors. And the one interesting thing was only about a quarter of the women in the study had normal levels of vitamin D. And women with higher levels of vitamin D had a much, much lower risk of developing fibroids.
That's good news indeed. 12:55 now on the Buckmaster Show. And let's see. Can we go? Rose, shall we go to Bill? Bill is up next on the Buckmaster Show. Go ahead, Bill. You're with Jack and Bill.
Well, thank you. Jack, I love sunflower seeds. Mm-hmm. And I put them on my salads and even in some of my casseroles. In addition, I try to emulate the Mediterranean diet, and I eat a lot of nuts in addition. But years ago, I believe I read in Prevention where a person can indulge in sunflower seeds.
Hmm.
I was wondering if there's any validity to that.
Too many sunflower seeds.
I think it would be difficult to overindulge. So keep enjoying them. They're good for you. The other nuts you're consuming are good for you. In terms of types of nuts, for, you know, other listeners might be wondering, pecans, almonds, preferably raw and unsalted. Really the only nut type food you should have roasted is cashews, because the raw type do contain a mild toxin that is broken down by heating.
Okay, so you want a roasted cashew. Let's go now back to the Buckmaster Show live line. Emmett is with us. A question about the study, going back to the Mediterranean diet study. Go ahead, Emmett.
Yes, thank you. I just, unless I missed it, I heard you say that the study was stopped early because you had a group with nuts and olive oil and one that was getting 4 tablespoons of olive oil, but I didn't hear which group benefited most.
Both groups benefited equally, and the reason the study was stopped early was because the benefits were so striking, the doctors ethically felt they could not deprive a third group of the Mediterranean diet. So it was stopped early because the benefits were so striking.
Okay. Thank you, Emmett, for the call. And so the doctors felt, why should we continue going on? We may be doing more harm by continuing on for the third group that was not really involved with the Mediterranean diet.
Yeah, and that was really the compare group or the control group.
Jack Chalom is with us. Jack, the nutrition reporter and the newsletter, folks might be interested in taking a look at it. Always great information. What's the best way to proceed with that?
Oh, just go to my website, nutritionreporter.com. I've got a year's worth of back issues of the newsletter up there, free for the download. I've got excerpts from my recent books like No More Fatigue and Stop Prediabetes Now, with convenient links to Amazon if anyone is interested in ordering the books.
You working on a new book?
No, you know, I'm taking some time off from the book world. Mm-hmm. I'm focusing on some magazine articles.
And what about your photography? You are an excellent photographer. I've seen quite a bit of your work on Facebook.
Oh, I'm spending a lot of time doing that. You know, one of my favorite spots in Arizona is around Sonoyta and mm-hmm. Elgin. I think that sort of high grassland, ranch land is just extraordinarily beautiful.
And quickly, where can people find out more about the photography?
Jackchalom.com/photography, okay, or just Google my name.
C-H-A-L-L-U-M.
E-M.
E-M, excuse me.
or just Google my name plus photography.
Bad mistake. Sorry about that, Jack. I've only known you for about 10 years. Anyway, have a great week. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. It's live radio, folks. What can I say? Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. Thank you, Culligan, for supplying the bottles of water for all of our in-studio guests. Everyone is very, very happy with the service. John C. Scott Show this afternoon from 3 to 5. John was a very dear friend of the late Dave Sitton, and John will be having a tribute, I'm sure, this afternoon on the show. Wake Up Tucson tomorrow with Chris and Joe from 6 to 8. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.